This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the
right.
American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a whole bunch of gazillion and three things you could do up there. I'm seriously. Yeah, get involved, get engaged, do it up at the website. There are smarter people than I in the chat room. Yeah, and if you don't believe me, head up there, you'll find out. Although, I don't know if that's really a compliment for them. Doesn't take much to be smarter than me. Anyway, I always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Our mad black man from Baltimore joins us. I bet he's going to be pretty happy tonight. Right? And he's going to be very happy tonight. The Baltimore Six pretty much have been, let's see if I get, can I get this on here? Have been, they're free. They're free to go. But this Mosby, she's blaming everybody. How, her original investigation. So we've done a detailed investigation, and we have found the six people responsible for the murder. Really? How did you do that in 31 hours? Seriously. She thinks justice hasn't been done. So what they see, they've got a preconceived mind, a preconceived notion of what justice is. Justice is only if these six people hang, or they do life, or they get the death sentence. That's what justice is for these people. Which you and I both know is not real. It's not true. It's not honest. Right? Now, she was very defiant when she announced that she was dropping all the remaining charges. Why is that? You know, they even said that they have one of the best judges there. One of the fairest judges there is there. And now they're checking into some other things, like the attorney for the family that negotiated the $6 million settlement before there was anything in the case to speak of. Apparently, he was very good friends with the Mosbys. No connection there, right? Now she took aim at the Baltimore Police Department. She seemed to accuse the department of trying to stonewall the investigation. Well, then why did she bring charges? See, I don't get that. Why did she bring charges then? If she didn't have all the information, if she didn't have all the data, she wasted taxpayer money and she dragged six people through the mud. I would sue the crud off of her. See if I can get her little news thing up here. Hold on.
Thank you all for being here. Today, Baltimore finds itself at the epicenter of a national conflict between urban and rural populations of color and the law enforcement agencies that are sworn to protect and serve.
In other words, the black community is at odds with each other, those who live in the city and those who live in the country, and they're both at odds with police departments. So, thank you. Have a nice day.
Serve them. It is a struggle that strikes at the basic ideas of self-determination, justice, equality, and sadly, humanity in America. However, fitting...
She sounds more like a Black Panther protester than she does the state AG, doesn't she? Yes, she looks pretty mean, too. Yeah, not somebody I'd want as a school teacher, for sure.
it is for observers to use the untimely death of Freddie Carlos Gray Jr. as a barometer of our nation's progress on police brutality. My professional role...
Now, wait a minute. Hold on. We have a black judge, is my understanding. We have black cops. We have the black AG. I mean, this is like a 98% black team, if you would. And still being blamed on the whites? Yeah, we have a big problem.
This matter is plain. To seek justice on behalf of an innocent 25-year-old man who was unreasonably taken into custody after fleeing in his neighborhood, which just happens to be a high-crime neighborhood, and had his spine partially severed in the back of a boat.
See, so he was running away from the police in a high-crime neighborhood after he was asked to stop from running away in a high-crime neighborhood. And I believe he was on parole. I mean, I don't know. I'm throwing some of these things out here because I don't remember. There's been so many of these, I just don't remember them. But he was no angel. He was not without fault. Doesn't mean he deserved to die. Just so we're clear. I'm tired of doing this with you people, too. Constantly correcting every little word I use. But no, he didn't deserve to die because he was running away from the cops. That's not the point. The point is... You're in a high-crime neighborhood. Yes, you're a black man in a high-crime neighborhood. You don't deserve to die. Period. Hold on.
Baltimore police wagon. As the chief prosecutor for Baltimore City, I took an oath to uphold justice and to treat every individual within my jurisdiction equally and fairly under the law. I take my oath very seriously. Since the start of my administration, we have been and continue to be wholly committed to creating a fair and equitable justice system for all and holding people accountable for crimes that they commit regardless of age, race, color, sex, creed, socioeconomic status.
There's only one problem. The judge said they weren't guilty. So what are you going to hold them accountable for? You're going to go after them still? After the judge said they weren't guilty? And you decided to drop all the other charges. I mean, what's going on here, Marilyn? She's supposed to protect the police department as well, yeah. So, really interesting that, no, she's not wanting justice. She's not wanting equality. Not at all. She wants revenge. That's what she's looking for. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We will see what Corey Duncan has to say about this after the break. We'll be right back. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We're back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN. I get caught up in the music. What can I tell you? You're listening to GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, and all of that. Hey, Jason Wirt from USA Radio News is going to join us at 8:15. I should have said that, huh? At quarter past the hour, next hour, third hour. And the reason for that is he is at, that poor guy, he's at the DNC. And I used to have him on the show on a regular basis. We, you know, talking back and forth, and finally said, hey, why don't you just come on and let's just have some fun and do a debrief about what you saw while you were there. So, anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. One of our favorites on with us tonight, Corey Duncan joins us, our mad black man from Baltimore. And we'll see what he has to say about this wonderful state AG known as Marilyn Mosby. Corey, thanks for joining us.
Always a pleasure to come on. And it is a true pleasure tonight.
I know. You've got to be all wound up tonight. You know, I don't know if you heard her comments. She did a 7-minute or 8-minute press conference. She basically blamed the police department for stonewalling her 32-hour investigation, not giving her the information she wanted, and said that justice wasn't served. Now, last I checked, okay, she's black, I think, right? I mean, the pictures I see show her as black. I believe the judge is black. I believe most of the cops were black, and she's still blaming it on the racism. I'm thoroughly confused. I obviously don't understand the term. Help me out.
well, what this is, and I'm not going to go on too long of a rant. What this is, first, let's pat me on the back, because I called this at least about a month or 2 months ago that this was going to happen, that she had no case to begin with.
Yes, you did.
And this is it was a witch hunt by the mayor and herself, and because they're all in cahoots together. They probably shop at the same places or whatever. And what it is a man. It's what we saw Monday night from Michelle Obama. As far as we saw an angry black woman, the mad black woman syndrome, as on my page, Corey Paris Duncan, that I posted, the mad black woman syndrome, where if I can't get my way, I'm going to trash and drag everyone down. This is what the problem is with the African American race as of now. I don't know what it was in the generation before me, but this generation has a situation of, if I can't get my way, I'm going to drag everyone down. If I can't land a plane where I want, I'm going to crash it into the ground. And see, this is the behavior of people that are unprofessional and don't need to be in office, but they put them in office because of their color or who they know or who their daddy was, and that's how she got in office. She can go back to being an insurance adjuster, which she was beforehand, and go back to being that, because she wasted taxpayers' money, and that's why she should be disbarred. She should be disbarred immediately.
I don't have to worry. I don't even have to think about how you feel. I want you to hear this. I want you to hear about just about a minute of this, okay? Because one of the things that she seems to allude to is that there's a difference between the blacks in the city and the blacks in the suburbs, and they're kind of against each other. And then you've got the you got to hear this. I mean, she almost sounds like a Black Panther radical mad woman. Just listen to it for a minute.
Morning. Thank you all for being here. Today, Baltimore finds itself at the epicenter of a national conflict between urban and rural populations of color and the law enforcement agencies that are sworn to protect and serve them.
So it's everybody else's fault. You guys are fighting amongst yourselves, and you're fighting with the police department. So it's everybody else's fault. Let's take a listen.
It is a struggle that strikes at the basic ideas of self-determination, justice, equality, and sadly, humanity in America. However fitting it is for observers to use the untimely death of Freddie Carlos Gray Jr. as a barometer of our nation's progress, police brutality, my professional role in this matter is plain. To seek justice on behalf of an innocent 25-year-old man who was unreasonably taken into custody after fleeing in his neighborhood, which just happened to be a high-crime neighborhood, and had his spine partially severed in the back of a Baltimore police.
Now, what I said was he was doing nothing wrong except he was running from the cops in a high-crime neighborhood after being told to stop, but he wasn't doing anything wrong.
Okay, let me say this. Her fact is Michelle Obama's fact about who built the White House Monday night or whatever. She said slaves in there. I think she needs to do a little bit of history, just like Marilyn Mosby needs to do her history. First of all, are you a prosecutor or are you an activist? Which one? Because to me, it sounds like you're an activist.
That's right.
And my thing is, you're supposed to prosecute a case. You're not not supposed to jump the gun and call it what you want to call it, and it's just, and that's how it's going to be. You know, the problem with putting young prosecutors in situations like this, they get caught up in the moment. They get caught up in the moment, and I'm not going to say she's caught up in the moment because she's past the part of being caught up in the moment. What her problem is that she made a power play, and you screwed up. You screwed up because you got caught up in the moment, and you got and people are pressuring you to get justice for a dope dealer. Are you serious? I really can't understand. We've had a lot of hot days, so maybe I think she might have been out in the sun too long or whatever, and she don't have a cap on because she can't be serious about what she just said. She can't be. I mean, that's ludicrous. It's stupid. I mean, you made a complete fool of you and the city, and the mayor is right behind us. She comes behind us and says, well, since we lost out on this, we're going to try to wait. You can't try them. You can't make them lose their job because it already been exonerated. So what is the problem? What more justice are you going after? And I cannot understand how the citizens of Baltimore City deal with stupid stuff like this. She's sitting up there making a political, is she a part of the Black Panther Party or whatever? I mean, come on. Why should she not be disbarred? Now, if a white person had got up there and said that, this, and it wouldn't sound like he was a Ku Klux Klan member, it would be a whole different another story. What in the devil is this double standard in society today with this? Is this either a race card or what? You know, like putting Michael Brown's mother up. God bless her.
Let's talk about that the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. I told you all I had to do was ask him a question. I could have walked away from the mic for a half hour. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. That's right. Corey Duncan joins us after the break. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You've got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We are back. Hopefully you are too. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do so much appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I'm going to bring him right back because I always have such a good time with him. I don't want to waste any of his time. Corey Duncan, our lovingly referred to as our mad black man from Baltimore, is with us tonight as he is with us every week. And Corey, again, thanks for being with us.
Always a pleasure to come on.
You know, I would have thought you would have snuck into the DNC and saw what was going on over there. I was, you know, for a group of people that scream that they're, you know, for freedom of speech and everybody's rights and equality for all, there wasn't much equality going on there, was there?
No, you know, I tried to tell, you know, I've had debates with at least five or six liberals in the last 48 hours, and it really gave me a headache, because I mean, I know at least three of them are mentally insane for some of the things they say. They say they would still vote for Hillary, that they'll never vote for Trump, but they'll vote for Hillary. I said, okay, so if you vote for Hillary, and I outlined several things, and it's just like, they just like, you know, I mean, it's a sickness. But the DNC, Monday night was enough for me. As I posted it on your page, I broke my television. I mean, I just took my... And I took a brick and threw a 55-inch flash screen. I just couldn't understand how this woman, how can a white person have ever voted for Barack Obama after sitting and listening to Michelle Obama sit up with that hate and racist, mad black woman speech and just sit and lie and say that slaves built the White House? Miss Obama, you need to go do your research. That's what I always tell people. Do not debate me and you don't have your research together. Your research is flawed. And it sounds like to me like you're pushing that hate button again or whatever. I told you, I've seen this before, this mad black woman thing where I'm going to make everyone pay and I want reparations when black people own slaves their own self. You need to go do your history, young lady, before you stand up before people and talk about white people. Just because guess who put you in the White House? Some of them were white people that voted for you. That's the sickness. Why do you vote for them? Why do you go and sit and listen to comedy, go to comedy club for them to sit and talk about white people this and that? If I was a white person, I would boycott. Because, you know what, if you start... Hey, listen out there, Raven Simone. If a Republican gets in office, you say that that you was going to leave the country. I bet you you don't leave the country because as long as you get that fat paycheck, you're going to stay in the country. Imagine how all of the Cosby people are falling apart. They're either getting a divorce or, they, you know, poor Bill Cosby or Raven Simone. She don't know who she want to be, but I'm getting off track. But the point I'm trying to make is if the liberals got such a problem with things, you don't have to stay here. Because as long as we have a constitution and this country is run by democracy, instead of, you know, I heard someone say at the DNC the other night, I was listening, about a socialism. Are you serious? And most people, most regular John Q. public don't know what socialism is or capitalism. We need to start educating everyone. Before you vote, you need to take a test instead of just let anyone vote.
Look at it. I'm with you, but they would crucify me for saying that because now you're putting requirements on somebody to be able to vote. Look, I don't care whether you know how to spell or don't know how to spell or any of that other stuff. You should, A, at least be able to know how to check the box. B, you should at least know what the party, you verbalize what the party stand for and who the people you're voting for. Do you know the majority of people can't even tell you? You show them a picture of the VP, they don't know who he is. You know?
Let me explain something to you. Didn't you hear me say a couple weeks ago when I was on your show the same thing? Here it is. That's why I don't have discussions with a lot of people. In the last four or five people that I walked away from in the last 48 hours, I told them, I'm not going to stand here and have a conversation. I don't mind having an educated debate. You don't have to yell at me. I don't have to yell at you. We outline what the facts are, what we're trying to put over to you and try to educate you about. But I'm not going to sit and have a discussion with somebody that has the mad black woman syndrome or want to play the race card or because a man of color, because he's not black, a man of color is in the White House. My problem is that if we can have an educated discussion and come up with certain views and come up and, you know, and meet to a level where we can both say, okay, I agree to disagree, or that you can be cordial about it. But I'm not going to sit up and hoop and holler or try to explain to someone that, like I did for the last 2 hours, the night before last, try to explain to someone. And at the end of it, you know what they said? Well, both of them are corrupt. I'm like, okay, so why are we having this discussion then? If both of them are corrupt, and you say Trump is corrupt, and this person, hey, look, Donald Trump, to get to where he is and get to where Hillary is, you have to get that kind of power structure. You have screwed over and done a whole lot of stuff. There's no way you can get there if saying, rolling up your sleeves, puffing and huffing your hand, saying that you are for the people. My thing of it is that Donald Trump says that's what he said he's going to do, and that's what I want done. I want to stop bringing Syrians in this country because that's going to be a problem sooner or later. And my thing of it is, and to turn this country around and make it great. If you don't want to get on, hey, look, Cruz, you don't have to like him, but get on board, man. Because if this woman gets in office, we got another 4 years of Barack Obama's policies. That's why they want to live in D.C. so they can go over to the White House whenever they want to, because this door will be open all the time. We cannot allow, as a conservative group, as a Republican, as an American, to allow that woman to get in office. You saw what 8 years of it was Monday night. There was no way in the world that I could be white and vote for Hillary Clinton or ever have voted for Barack Obama. That was a racist, nasty speech that she gave. And you heard the ones that Radio 1 the next morning and Fox. Oh, we got Fox. Here's my shout out to Fox 5 in D.C. They got the most liberal reporters because they came with everything that happened at the RNC last week. I'm looking at your Twitter pages and I see what you write. And you know what you are? You're a bunch of liberals hiding under sheets. You're no better than the Ku Klux Klan.
Okay, there you go. Hey, I was yelling at, yes, your people just a little while ago. And what I was saying was this, look, you guys have been voting for the Dems. And I'm not even saying you're voting for other blacks. You've been voting for the Democrats. You've been voting for the Democratic Party 60, 70, 80 years in some cases. Look at Detroit. Look at Chicago. Look at D.C. Look at Baltimore. Where is it getting you? What's it doing for you? You can't blame us when 98% of your elected officials are black. 98% of the people that run your city are black. How do you keep blaming the white guy and is voting for Democrats? What do your friends say when you say this to them?
Well, here it is, and I'm going to say this again. It's a sickness because I've tried to explain to them that outline, and they said, well, what is it going to do if a see, they don't say, see, they keep saying about a Republican. Stop using R. Let's outlaw the R and the D. Let's go off of what the person does for the community. Let's go off of what the person's record or whatever. Not standing out there pumping your fist or standing up at a podium saying you're going to crucify the police department or whatever like that. And the first time something happens, you're on the phone calling 911. Those guys, I tip my hat to them because when things are going down and you running in one direction, they're running towards what's going on. So I tip my hat. My heart goes out to all of them. But when you try to explain this to liberals, liberals sit up, and half of these liberals are just as dumb as a bag of rocks on a hot day and stuff. And they don't understand. They don't know what a conservative. They don't know what a liberal is. They don't know what capitalism is. They don't know what socialism is. So I'm not going to sit and have a discussion with you. And when you have this discussion with them, they have this dumb look, the deer in the headlight, and the next thing they talk about, all we got away from blaming Bush now, because guess who was watching the RNC together? Bush and Hillary Clinton. So what does that tell you? That's almost like a time when I was young. I loved pro wrestling. We left Madison Square Garden, going down the street. I looked in one of the restaurants. My mother was with me. I said, that's the Iron Sheik and Hulk Hogan. They're having dinner. I said, I thought they would be mad at each other. Guess what? Politics is the same way, my friend.
No, I agree with you, but it's really funny. Like I say to you, I say it, and I'm being a racist. And I'm not being a racist. You take the color out of this, let's just call it the party. The party you keep supporting. The party you keep voting for. The party you keep putting in place keeps screwing you. They tax you more, and they give you less, and they don't care about you. And then they blame it on us, and you buy it. I just want to know what's in the water. Hey, we got to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. When we come back, I want you to talk about the moms at the DNC that were talking about gun control. You know, the kids whatever. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be right back.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE. Again, like I said, Jason Wirt from USA Radio News is going to join me in the next hour. He's been at the DNC, the poor guy, for the last couple of nights. And I used to have him on the show frequently. We'd talk about the issues of the night. And I got to tell you something. I haven't been able to watch, and maybe that's a good thing. Maybe I'm being blessed in disguise. I don't know. We'll see. Anyhow, Corey Duncan, our mad black man from Baltimore, joins us. Always have a good time when he's on the show with me. Corey, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure to come on.
Okay, let me wind you up on this one here, okay? I went off last night, and I said, here's the thing that bothers me the most about the inner-city moms, the moms against guns were on stage there. And I was looking at them, and I'm saying to myself, with the exception of a couple of them, what are the rest of them doing up there? Now, if this is what I said, if these women are up there to say, look, I lost my son, in the inner city, you know who I am, you know what went down, we need to do a better job in the inner city of taking care of our kids, of teaching our kids, respect for authority, of teaching them this kind of thing, all right? But they were up there talking about needing stricter gun laws. Why? Their kids were trying to get guns away from cops. Their kids had stolen guns from previous, acts of violence. This is so confusing. Not to me. I know exactly what the DNC is doing. But does this not send a confused message? Do these people really believe this?
Well, first of all, to tell your listeners, this is a psychological CIA reverse psychology thing. What they do is they bring children up because they know if they bring kids up, the people will be more sympathetic to guns and bringing in illegals. I saw the thing with the little young lady about the illegal parents or whatever like this. And I'm like, look, their daddy probably doesn't have a job and he's probably using my tax money. And I mean, I'm like, really? Do people are really suckers for this or whatever? I can see through this. Ray Charles can see through this, and as far as the gun lobbying or whatever, then Hillary will go after this and go after that. Well, if Hillary's gonna go after the guns, how about going after the people on Wall Street, like the Goldman Sachs and the rest of that gang, that she gets 600,000 to speak or 80,000 to speak for 5 or 10 minutes? I mean, come on, you can't be a hypocrite about this. The gun lobbyist, the gun does not pick itself up. Go out and shoot, and most of the guns most of these murders and things and mass murders that happen is not because of gun owners. It's because of getting a gun. I mean, things happen sometimes. It's nothing. You can't police everything. My thing of it is, it's sad when it happens, but to sit up and try to play on people's intelligence to bring out kids and you bring out Michael Brown. God bless. I hate when anybody has to bury a child, because that's the hardest thing in the world. But my thing is, your son brought that on himself, going for that police officer's gun. Because if he has not went for that gun, if he had not committed the situation in the store and it came out and the police confronted him, we wouldn't even be talking about this.
Right. No, I agree with you. And some of the other ones, too, that went down, I just think the way they spun it really, really, really made them look bad, okay? But no policemen, the policemen unions across the country are ripped at her right now. This can't help her, right?
No, it can't, and it's not going to help her, especially like with things like the Freddie Gray case or whatever. My favorite is you ever notice, and this goes out to the African-American people that's listening to you, the liberal ones, listen to this. You ever notice when things happen, they grab the most ignorant, ugly person and the black person in the crowd to interview them and ask them what happened? Well, my thing is, why do you take and put people like this up there on stage? If you're going to have somebody, put them up there, they're going to give a strict message about the agenda or whatever it is they want to see happen, and let's call it a night. Let's not have this stuff where all we have to do is add the Young and the Restless music behind it and put it at the bottom, put it at the bottom in credit that the DNC, made all this happen. Come on, man. I'm so sick of this playing this game about the guns. We all know where the guns come from. I lived in Queens, New York half my life. And my thing with this, I've seen guys in Baltimore City, and we all know who they are, because all we have to do is talk to Eric Holder and the people down in Langley, Virginia, running these gun programs, which they got open up the trunk of cars. He give you modified AK-47. An AK-47 uses a high-capacity round, which means the Mauser, it has to be altered, because I know personally, because I'm an ex-Marine, it has to be altered. So that means that somebody is playing games. And who can play games like that? So we're not all going to play this game about the gun lobbyists or whatever, because why? You want to take the guns out? Why don't they just stand up and say, look, we want to abolish the Constitution. We want to take guns. We want everyone to be politically correct because we're all socialists. It has nothing to do with the Russians. It has nothing to do with anything. It's just that you got a bunch of liberals, and this comes from allowing them to get within government and get into our colleges, and now they're into the high schools and the elementary schools, dumbing people out because they're dumb and stupid.
Yeah, I listen to the ladies, and you're right. My heart goes out to them. Nobody wants to bury their own child. All right.
Exactly.
And I saw a clip a couple of months ago, and there was this woman outside of a court, outside of the jail, and her son had, killed four or five people. And she was outside pounding the ground saying that they're killing my baby. This ain't right. They're killing my baby. And my heart, I understand. I understand this is her son. Okay? There's no way anything he does is, for her, this is just not the right thing to do. He killed 4 or 5 people. He knew what the consequences were going into it. All right? And I say to myself, are we that confused that we don't understand there has to be law and order, that we don't understand that, you know, there has to be right and wrong, that kind of stuff? It's amazing to me how this, we've just lost it. But guess what? To me, I go right back to what I said to you earlier. Look at what's going on in these big cities, these inner cities that are run mostly by the Democrats and secondly by the African-American communities. How are those people buying that it's the Republicans? It's the, you know, Joe Biden, right? The Republicans want you back on the plantation. I'm sorry. We're the ones that got you off of the plantation. You know, we were specifically, the party specifically started to end slavery. How are they buying this? I'm just so confused. Can you tell?
I don't understand my own self because, you know, it confuses me. It confuses me. But in the same breath, you know, they want your vote. And I'm like Hillary Clinton, you know, I would say Bill loves black people more than Hillary does. Hillary is just in it for your vote. And I mean, to be so silly to say, well, I'm not going to vote for Donald Trump because he's going to put all of y'all back. Yeah, that's what the person told me. He said that he's going to put me back on the slave ship and send me back. I said, well, guess what? I don't think that's going to happen. I think what's going to happen is the slave ship, he's not going to put me on the slave ship. He's going to send these Syrians back to their country and these terrorists that's embedded with them or whatever. That's who he's going to send back. But you can't get caught up, and I'm giving a strict warning to everyone. Do not look at your local news. Do not listen to Radio 1 and these half-baked comedians that's liberals on these Radio 1 networks or whatever, and they get on there talking about, you know, what this or that. They don't have a clue or whether they can put one foot in front of the other because that's what they're on there for. They're on there for entertainment. They don't know anything about what's going on. The only thing they know about is, well, we can't allow for a Republican to get in the White House. You don't even know what a Republican is. If I say conservative, they wouldn't have a clue what it is. So if you don't know the term and you don't know what's going on, why don't you stick to what you're good at, telling jokes and being a clown instead of trying to understand something about American politics? First do your studying. Then you can talk. Then you can come on Real Side with Joe Mucina, and you can say, because you know what you're talking about. Because my thing is, stop sitting up procrastinating. Stop sitting up playing this race card. And if anybody, any American liberal is sitting on or here tonight listening to my voice, do not vote for Hillary, because if you do, you're going to be sorry, like a whole bunch of other African Americans that's upset now because they voted for Barack Obama and he lied. Remember, he said he's going to send your kids to college and no one will have to pay for it. You can keep your doctor. Remember that? That's why I'm going to send you. Shall I go on?
No, you haven't got enough time, but for all his stuff, you need another 3 hours. Listen, we're coming up on it anyhow. Go ahead and tell people where they can find you, how they can follow you, that kind of thing.
Well, you look behind your local garbage can. No, you can check me out on Corey Prayers Duncan on Twitter and Corey Prayers Duncan on Facebook. Don't be afraid to come on my Facebook page because I post a lot and I tweet a lot. Thank you, 967 followers. Let's get to 1,000 before the month is over, before they try to assassinate.
Well, this isn't Chicago. I can't continually follow you. I mean, I can only follow you one time. Hey, Corey, thanks for being on with me tonight. I really appreciate it. Corey Duncan with me. Listen, next hour, Jason Wirt, we're going to have some live updates from the DNC. Not that you need them or want them. I am about politicoed out. I am Joe Senior Host. You're listening to us live at GCN. Hey, hop up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on up there. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour.